are so relaxed and comfortable that you can imagine, visualize yourself walking in your favorite place. Maybe you can experience or sense the ground beneath your feet with every step you take. And this is such a great place to walk and just be. And perhaps after a while, you come across a very inviting looking chair that almost seems to call your name as you approach. So you sit down, and this might be a perfect place to rest and enjoy your surroundings and really feel the complete relaxation and comfort. And you perhaps realize that this is your favorite place in the whole world. And having come to that realization, a total sense of relaxation starts to envelop your whole body, starting at the top of your head. You feel the deep relaxation begin to move down. It moves down the sides and the back of your head. All those muscles are letting go. And the relaxation goes down your forehead to your eyes. And your forehead and eyes are relaxing too and letting go. And your cheeks and your jaw muscles are relaxing deeper and deeper. And your ears and all around the back of your head and down the top of your spine. And all the muscles are letting go too. And the wonderful feeling continues to release and relax all the muscles of your neck and shoulders and upper back. As you just relax deeper and deeper, you can feel yourself sinking down, relaxing deeper down. Relaxation is flowing down your arms and out of your fingertips. You experience total relaxation, and your chest is relaxing now, allowing all the muscles in your stomach and abdomen to release any tension. You are just letting go and relaxing more and more as you feel your whole body completely enjoying these wonderful sensations of peace and serenity. Move your awareness now to your hips and lower back and buttocks. Feel those muscles just releasing and letting go as you breathe easily. Your body is just relaxing deeper and deeper, more and more. You feel so good and comfortable and relaxed. The relaxation flows down your legs, down your thighs, to your knees and your calf muscles. They are all letting go into deep relaxation. And your ankles relax and your feet are just totally relaxed and comfortable. And this deep relaxation envelopes your whole body. You feel more relaxed than you can ever remember feeling before. And as you sit on your amazingly comfortable chair, you could close your eyes if they are not already closed. And imagine that you're walking towards a beautiful building that seems to be inviting you into its magnificent lobby. And as you enter this amazing structure, you feel safe and secure and comfortable. Once inside, you walk toward the elevator and push the down arrow. And the elevator door opens and invites you into a luxurious elevator car, which is warm and safe and comfortable. You enter feeling as though you belong in this building and in this elevator. And when you push the button, floor 10, the door closes and the elevator begins to move smoothly down. And the numbers above the door change as the elevator moves down deeply. The elevator is taking you down beneath this beautiful building. And as the numbers go down, so you go deeper and deeper into a relaxed state. And as you can count the numbers, as you relax more and more, and allow yourself to go into hypnosis as you watch those numbers go down. 10, going down deeper and deeper. 9, continue to feel more and more relaxed. 8, you somehow know that when you reach the bottom, you'll be deeply hypnotized. 7, you watch the numbers as the elevator passes each floor. 6, going down and you're going down even deeper. 5, feeling more and more relaxed as the elevator goes deeper down. 4, you watch the numbers continue to count down. 3, when you reach the bottom floor, you will be in hypnosis. 2, you are almost there, feeling more relaxed than you have ever felt before. 1, you are now in deep hypnosis and you feel safe and secure as the elevator door opens. And you see that you're in a very comfortable lounge with beautiful furniture that is inviting you into the room. So you walk into the large, amazing room with the most comfortable furniture you have ever seen, and you look around and see a long wall of switches. You walk towards this wall and see that all the switches have headings, and these headings relate to every aspect of your life. And you realize that this structure is really you. Everyone wants something, whether it's something physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. But we don't always want exactly the same things. Some may want only enough to get by, while others want it all. A happy medium lies somewhere in between, and this happy medium can be termed abundance. You can decide exactly what abundance means to you, and you can develop an abundant state of mind, a wealthy mindset. Many people just want more money. They may or may not know what they want to do with it, but is it more important to decide what they will do to get it? Very little comes with no effort. You need to do the work in order to achieve the goal. This cycle is an excellent way to start the work. Use it daily and then go out and do something about it. Prosperity begins in your mind, and this cycle is your opportunity to use your inner mind creatively to produce abundance. Some people may say, "My financial situation is such that I need a miracle." Yet, you are entitled to miracles. Positive programming is how to begin to make them happen. Abundance can come in many forms. Money is only one. Your life may already be more abundant than you realize. Not only can you increase your abundance, but you can become more aware of the abundance already in your life. What is abundance to you? As you evaluate material success, you can realize that abundance is a good thing and that you are worthy of it. You perceive that you are entitled to life's many blessings, but to you, abundance is much more than merely money or possessions. Abundance is in having good friends and being a good friend. Abundance is a harmonious life, a music-filled home, creative work, a meaningful relationship, quiet inner peace with strength and spiritual growth. You will enter into a new age, and for you, this new age is the age of abundance. You see abundance all around you, in nature, in the fields and the forests, the rivers, the seas, deep within the earth and high in the sky. There is abundance for everyone. You feel abundance in and around, with and without, and it is here and it is now. You welcome this abundance with joy and delight. In your creative imagination, you see an economic healing happening. It seems a miracle. You have been blessed with abundance. You have opened an inner door and stepped into the sunlight of abundance and all its manifestations. And as you say thank you for this great gift. For you know that it comes not from you, but through you. And with this new abundance, you can grow and serve, that you may be a channel of blessings to others. For abundance is an expression of love. You have tuned into the aura of abundance that surrounds you, like the electromagnetic field of a magnet, which extends beyond the magnet itself. So it is with your energy field reaching out far beyond the actual physical self. And as a magnet, it draws abundance to you. It attracts and guides you to abundance. And this you now do. To attract abundance, you know, act and think as one who already has abundance. You smile often and easily and enjoy taking time for the little things and the quiet things in life. You walk tall and proud, perhaps just a little faster now. You have many exciting new habits reflecting this abundance. To attract abundance, you take good care of your physical appearance, taking even better care to balance your inner appearance. You are also aware now to choose spoken words carefully and even more considerate of your unspoken words. Use positive, cheerful words easily and often, for they reflect the profound, positive, cheerful feelings deep inside. To attract abundance, you praise others for the good that they do. You compliment others honestly and sincerely, and thanks others lavishly. You compliment and thank yourself also, and welcome this new you. You like listening attentively to others, and they enjoy listening to you. You attract abundance, money. You find meaning and joy in the work that you do, your activity, and the service to others. Work is love in action, so you can happily do more and contribute more than you are paid for. Your creative work is a pleasure and a fulfillment. But if your present job is void of creativity and promise, then you can analyze the alternatives and take the steps necessary for a rewarding new career in your chosen field. To attract abundance, you carefully make lists of your goals, your ideals, and your plans, especially any plans of action. You write out in detail what you will accomplish, how to accomplish it, and when you will accomplish it. You make realistic short-range goals and reasonable, big, amazing, long-range goals. And then you simply go out and do it. And you often believe that you are far ahead of your goals. To attract abundance, you make friends and associate with positive, creative, and active people, for you realize that you're always influenced by the people around you. So it is essential that you choose wisely those with whom you work and play, live and love and grow. Positive, happy people encourage and inspire you, just as you encourage and inspire them. To attract abundance, you clean out all excess clutter in your life. You phase out all trash and give away neglected things that others may use them. You make room for the many, many blessings that are coming your way. You joyfully bestow your blessings by sharing excess abundance with others. And as the useless and unwanted depart, you experience the freedom and lightness of an unburdened life. What then comes to fill the void spaces will be a joy and a delight. To attract abundance, you allow yourself to laugh often and to laugh loudly. Your sense of humor has expanded into a habit of laughter. With happiness and laughter, you attract new friends, positive people who laugh and enjoy life with you. With joy and laughter, you improve your health and appearance. You laugh and the world laughs with you. You make people laugh each day and every day, for laughter is like an internal message. You attract abundance, you open your doors wide when opportunities knock and welcome them in with open arms. Your life now is exciting and active, and many, many blessings come to your door. If nothing succeeds like success, then nothing is more abundant than abundance. You open the door to the joyful discussion of abundance. Open the door to your actions and thoughts of abundance and money. Open the door to caring for your outer and inner appearance. Open the door to praising others and yourself, and to new joy in your creative work. Open the door to expanding your network and world of friends. Open the door to more money. Open the door to releasing the excesses in your life, negative thoughts, and welcome joy and laughter into your heart. Open the door to the new you. Do this today. Do it now. In your creative imagination, see a clear, sharp image of yourself attracting abundance. Take time to review your ideals and goals. Hear friends congratulating you on your successes. Feel a total enrichment has already been accomplished. Now realize the great secret of abundance. Abundance is not an end in itself, but a growing process, the result of your creative work and efforts. You have learned from the past, made plans for the future, but live in the internal now. You already have abundance, and by the joyous welcoming and sharing of abundance with others, you increase your abundance 100-fold. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger each day. Good. Now, when you're ready, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll be wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.